Proverbs 22. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. The rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man sees the evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished with suffering. The reward of humility and the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the obstinate and willful. He who guards himself will be far from them. Train up a child in the way he should go, and in keeping with his individual gift or bent, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. He who sows iniquity will reap calamity and futility, and the rod of his wrath with which he smites others will fail. He who has a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he gives of his bread to the poor. Drive out the scoffer, and contention will go out. Yes, strife and abuse will cease. He who loves purity and the pure in heart, and who is gracious in speech, because of the grace of his lips will he have the king for his friend. The eyes of the Lord keep guard over knowledge and him who has it, but he overthrows the words of the treacherous. The sluggard says, "There is a lion outside. I shall be slain in the streets." The mouth of a loose woman is a deep pit for ensnaring wild animals. He with whom the Lord is indignant and who is abhorrent to him will fall into it. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from him. He who oppresses the poor to get gain for himself, and he who gives to the rich both will surely come to want. Listen, consent and submit to the words of the wise, and apply your mind to my knowledge, for it will be pleasant if you keep them in your mind, believing them. Your lips will be accustomed to confessing them, so that your trust, belief, reliance, support, and confidence may be in the Lord. I have made known these things to you today, even to you. Have I not written to you long ago excellent things in counsels and knowledge, to make you know the certainty of the words of truth, that you may give a true answer to those who sent you? Rob not the poor, being tempted by their helplessness, neither oppress the afflicted at the gate where the city court is held. For the Lord will plead their cause and deprive of life those who deprive the poor or afflicted. Make no friendships with a man given to anger, and with a wrathful man do not associate, lest you learn his ways and get yourself into a snare. Be not one of those who strikes hands and pledge themselves, or of those who become security for another's debts. If you have nothing with which to pay, why should he take your bed from under you? Remove not the ancient landmark which your fathers have set up. Do you see a man diligent and skillful in his business? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men.